Five, four, three, two, one. You're listening to Clean Plate Club.
Hi everyone, I'm Cappy, and those are my twins, Leo and Ella. Welcome to Clean Plate Club. It's kind of like story time with a recipe.
Yeah, the kitchen is so much fun. Remember to always be safe and listen to an adult.
She's right. Today's recipe is peanut butter and jelly smoothie.
This is one of my favorites.
Yes, you love this one, Ella, but we do have a secret, everybody. In one of our earlier episodes, Molly Yeh gave us her strawberry halva smoothie recipe, and we liked it so much that we added the hemp seeds she uses in our smoothie, too.
I like this for breakfast and snack time.
If you want to see this recipe, go to the episode notes on your device, and we will also put it on our social media at Clean Plate Club Pod.
And now for the ingredients. This is a good time for measuring cups and spoons.
This recipe makes 2 10-ounce smoothies. 1 cup of frozen berries. Which ones do we use, Ella?
Strawberries and blueberries.
When you use frozen fruit, it makes the smoothie extra cold and a little bit thicker. But if you don't have frozen fruit, you can of course use fresh fruit, and adding in a few ice cubes helps make it a little more cold. 1 banana, fresh or frozen. 1 tablespoon of jelly, flavor of your choice. Leo, what jelly do we like?
Raspberry.
1 tablespoon of peanut butter, or a peanut butter alternative. 2 teaspoons hemp seeds, optional. A little shake of ground cinnamon, and 1 cup of milk, or you can use a dairy alternative.
And now the instructions.
Adults, we trust you will use your best judgment when it comes to kids using cooking equipment and appliances.
But first, always wash your hands before cooking.
There are 2 steps in this recipe. Number 1, add the berries, banana, jelly, peanut butter, hemp seeds, if you're using them, cinnamon, and milk to a blender, starting on low speed, and then you'll gradually turn it to high. Blend until completely smooth, anywhere from about 15 seconds to 1 minute.
We add everything on shelf.
Number 2, pour the smoothie in a cup, shake a little more cinnamon on top if you're in the mood, and enjoy.
I always like more cinnamon on top.
Yes, you do.
That's it. Kitchen is closed.
And we know with kids, the kitchen is never really closed.
Daddy, can I have a snack?
Daddy, I'm hungry.
And that's why we have more episodes sharing easy and delicious recipes from some of our good friends who also happen to be great cooks. If anyone listening has a favorite recipe you love to cook at home, have an adult send us an email to cleanplateclubpod@oncappysplate.com or DM us on Instagram at cleanplateclubpod. We'll share that info in the episode notes. We hope you love listening to this recipe. Let us know if you make these in your own kitchen. Take a pic and tag it with #cleanplateclubpod. Give it 1 or 2 thumbs up and hopefully not 1 or 2 thumbs down. Thank you for listening to Clean Plate Club. As always,
just try a bite. You don't have to like it. Just try.
Please cook responsibly. Any ingredient, advice, suggestion, or comments are solely those of Clean Plate Club. Please consult your medical professional if you have a specific nutrition or dietary related question. Clean Plate Club is a production of Beyond the Plate.
Thank you for listening. Ella, let's go play now.